Welcome back to our Spirit of America segment on KNIA KRLS. Indianola Police Captain Rob Hawkins has been on multiple deployments, and we feature him on today's Spirit of America segment. This is part one of a two-part interview with Indianola Police Captain Rob Hawkins. Welcome back to our special edition news magazine, Spirit of America, here on 94.3 KNIA. Indianola Police Captain Rob Hawkins being featured here today. Rob, tell us about your service in our nation's military and just what branch and what your service record looks like.
Yeah, I joined the Iowa Army National Guard in April of 1990, and I retired in May of 2012 after doing 22 years of service. In my time in the military, I was able to deploy overseas 5 times. 4 of those were combat tours. I went to Desert Storm January 1991, and then I spent almost a year in Germany supporting the Bosnian peacekeeping mission in 95, 96. I went to Afghanistan in 03. I went to Iraq in 2007, 2008. And back to Afghanistan in 2010 and 2011.
Well, obviously it takes quite a bit of dedication to do all of that, especially over that many different theaters. Is that, did you just want to keep sticking with it? Did you think you would ever be deployed again after, Operation Desert Storm in the 90s? Or what was your thought process there?
Well, I came from my dad was in the United States Navy. He did 28 years and retired. And right after high school, my brother joined the United States Air Force. And so it was kind of a family tradition. And I, on my dad's side, he had several members in his family that served in the military. So it was kind of a, for lack of a better term, a family tradition. And so I always kind of knew I wanted to join. I didn't know what that was truly going to look like, but once I went to Desert Storm and really got to experience a lot of things as a 19-year-old kid, I realized just how important military service was, and I was proud to do it. And I think really at that point, I kind of knew that I was going to make a career out of it.
Well, how did you decide on which branch you were going to join? What did that thought process look like? Because you mentioned family members in the Navy and the Air Force, and how did you settle on what you chose?
Well, funny story is I actually was seriously considering joining the Navy, and I wanted to go into cryptology, but the Navy did not offer me that, so I decided to join the Army, and the Army was kind of one of those things that when I was younger, I'd always kind of dreamed about military service, and I always envisioned myself in the Army, and I ended up joining the Army.
Talking about deployments, what was some of the most jarring things that came to you? I know you were in multiple areas, so this might be a multi-layered question, but I think, we always think of deployments as far as it's just some far off place, but you got to live it. But what was some of the most different things that you noticed while you were out there on deployment, other than some of the most obvious probably?
Yeah, the combat aside, when you think about the places I've been and the standard of living is just different overseas and in Afghanistan and Iraq, and a lot of things that we take for granted here in Iowa, it's just hard to put into words, when you see families and they don't know where their next meal's coming from. They can't even guarantee their safety on a day-to-day basis because the areas in which they live are, controlled by warlords, or there's a lot of political upheaval. For us here, that's just really hard to fathom. And having lived that so many times, I'm often reminded of it when I look at some of the things that happen in our own country sometimes. And I'm always able to put that in the perspective of, it may look pretty rough right now and here in the United States sometimes politically, but compared to where I've been, this is a cakewalk, and I'll take it all day long.
That was part one of a two-part interview with Indianola Police Captain Rob Hawkins. We'll take a short time out from our Spirit of America segments on KNIA KRLS. Wrap things up after this. How has serving impacted your life, I guess, post-deployment? I know it kind of is one of those things where your story is a little bit more unique, where you've been in it for a while and obviously on multiple deployments, but how has that training positively impacted your life since then?
Oh, man, it kind of set me up for success in everything I've done. I mean, just the discipline that it takes. And to be honest, just facing your fears. I mean, going into combat's not a natural act. And at 19 years old, I was thrust into that. And, you know, but it laid that foundation for me to look at things and be able to say, you know, no matter what, I'm not scared to take something on, and I'm certainly not afraid to fail. The military kind of embeds that into a person because, some things that we do are trial and error. And, you know, you have to kind of think things through and make the best possible decision. And you can't be afraid to fail. So I'm grateful to that because that's my mentality now is I don't have that fear in my life. Doesn't mean I haven't failed because I've failed plenty. But I haven't feared the journey, if that makes sense. And it also, you know, post-deployment, I was able to get 3 college degrees using the GI Bill. I have an associate's, a bachelor's, and my master's degree, and all of those were paid for with the GI Bill. And so, you know, the military gave back to me. Yes, I gave a lot of my life, but it's also provided things for me and my family. And I'm grateful for all of those things. And the last thing I would say is, I just have a lot of pride in my service. I'll always have pride in my service, and I know my family's proud of me too.
Well, continuing on with that is, I know, obviously, I've never lived this, so I can't possibly say for sure, but I have heard that, after deployment, it's sometimes hard to separate from the civilian life and adjusting to that. And your job as a police officer, how do you try and separate those two things? There are some very big commonalities with that compared to other jobs, but still need to be that separate part of life.
Yeah, I equate it to survivor's guilt. I can tell you every time I came back from deployment, there was a period of time where I actually felt guilty for being home and getting to enjoy being home because I knew that there was somebody else that took my place overseas. And so there's just kind of like I said, survivor's guilt with that. You felt guilty being here when you know somebody else was picking up their rucksack and doing their job overseas. And I do have a little bit of that commonality with the police department, seeing some traumatic things, and I'm able to compartmentalize. But it doesn't mean it doesn't stack up, and it doesn't, you know, you don't have memories, you don't have nightmares sometimes, I think it also has prepared me to deal with those things in a healthy way because I've had to do it. Not only in the military, but also in law enforcement. I've learned the value of talking to people and I compartmentalize when I need to and when I need to speak up, say something, I've learned how to do that also. But that just certainly didn't happen overnight. I mean, that's been a work in progress my whole life. I can see why veterans, especially when they come home, they lose that support system that's kind of embedded into the military when you're with your unit. I mean, you eat, sleep, breathe, work, laugh, cry, do all those things 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then all of a sudden you get home and everybody goes their separate ways. And, you know, a lot of people don't have those support networks where I came back and, you know, went back into that quasi-military mode of being a police officer where I have that same type of environment, same type of family. It's definitely helps that transition for me. I definitely understand why some of my fellow service members have struggled. Unfortunately, I can tell you that one of the guys that I went to Iraq with committed suicide 3 months after we got home because of the very thing I'm just talking about. He didn't have the ability to compartmentalize, and he didn't have a support system and just really struggled with the transition home. So it's tough and it's real. I always tell people the videos that you see of people coming home and the happy homecoming, those are all real. But what it doesn't show you is the after the video, how hard it is to transition back to home. You know, on my last deployment to Afghanistan, I was gone for 17 months. And, so when you get home and you try to pick up where you left off with your spouse, with your kids, with things around the house, even your job, it's tough. And you don't know where you fit in. And that was true even for me. And, I can tell you that, that last deployment to Afghanistan was rough on my marriage. And it was a tough, tough time until we got things settled back in. And again, I'm thankful that I've had the support that I've had to be able to get through those things.
Thanks to Rob Hawkins for joining us for our Spirit of America segments on KNIA KRLS. Hear the full interviews on KNIAKRLS.com, the one to count on for today's local news coverage, and our Spirit of America segments, KNIA and KRLS.